Okay, so it's really early here. It's 6:45 a.m. And last night I finally, for the first time, watched Sinister. I had started the movie and then I decided to turn it off. I think I just like it was like too grim or something. The movie's great. It's probably one of my favorite movies of the decade, the 2010s. Not that there were a lot of great movies during the past decade. This decade may or may not be shaping up to be better. I would hope that it's a better decade for film, but that may not be happening. So Sinister is from 2012. It stars Ethan Hawke. And it's co-written by C. Robert Cargill. Now, Ethan Hawke is an actor that I've had kind of a love-hate relationship with. I used to think that he overdid it, he overacted, and now I think that he's kind of a great actor. I think that his best performance is actually The Northman, which I rewatched not last night, but the night before, and it's even better the second time. But yeah, Ethan Hawke, I don't know, I appreciate him more as an actor now, and I think his performance in Sinister is actually one of his best performances, and it's also great casting. He's perfect for the role. He plays a true crime writer who had kind of like a hit book called Kentucky Blood, 10 years before the events of the movie, and now he's writing a new book about, I guess, a series of murders. I don't know. I don't want to give anything away in case you haven't seen Sinister. I think they even made a Sinister 2. But yeah, the script is really good and yeah, it's creepy and it kind of gets under your skin and yeah, I liked it a lot. Sinister. I started a movie called Mermaid Down, which was bad, not good. And I'm also watching another movie that I was going to talk about, but I think I'm going to wait. I think I'll make that the next episode. So I'm going to cut this off here and then hopefully record more later. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. It's Video Nasties. Peace.